a ton of staff dollars on this.
Because obviously with 60 meetings in 6 months, you've had more staff dedicated to set them up. But ongoing, it's going the right. management is going to rest with the communities. Right. And I really like that model.
Right.
Since it's a smaller pot and a more focused approach, you're not going to have the same cost structure you do with larger urban renewal districts. But what I want to just make sure that we're getting the maximum dollars into the community and that we have a limited amount of administrative costs that's being siphoned off. Just like to see those numbers compared to some of the other urban renewal districts. And the second question I wanted to ask you had to do with what are some of the eligible expenditures? And so just to tee it up, could you give us a few examples of the kinds of things that that one of our recipient districts might choose to invest in to grow business? What are some of the things you anticipate the money going to?
So the we have different pots of money, so we do have different rules around it. The TIF portion of it would be used for TIF eligible expenses. So that would be something that would be physical improvements. Oh, there we go. Thanks. Would be we could do small scale storefront improvements. They could do small scale kind of street enhancements, street furniture, things like that, you know, signage, lighting. So you could use, the TIF part of it could be used for that. The non-TIF dollars could be used for staff costs, to have staff managing the districts as they do in the Main Street model. They could also be used for promotional activities and organizing events, things that are not typically TIF eligible, but, you know, more kind of organizational type expenses.
Well, one of the reasons that I want to tee this up is you're coming back to us shortly to do the PDC budget presentation, and then I think next month you come back where we serve as the budget committee. And, Mayor, one of the things that I've been struck by is that as you talk to people in neighborhoods about what investments generate jobs or prosperity, if you ask 10 people, you get 20 ideas and answers. There are some people who believe that the kind of storefront investments, loan programs, other things, seed money are really critical to creating jobs. There's others who say, because of the particular history of their area, that having streets that are paved, sidewalks that are enhanced is critical to prosperity. I know that in where I live in Hollywood, the community is rallying around having a central plaza of some kind to host farmers markets and other things. Likewise, in Gateway, there's been a discussion of a plaza that would be a linchpin. Some people think housing and investments in parks are critical to enhancing quality of life and therefore job climate, you know, the climate for job creation. And I look forward to the chance of the council having that discussion, because while we have made a big push towards jobs and a focus at PDC, I don't think we've had the chance to have the sort of in the dirt discussion about what investments actually produce the greatest outcome around jobs. And I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all, and I hear that when I'm out in the neighborhoods. But I look forward to having that discussion, because in this instance, we'll be guided really by what communities think they need and want. But I think council also has to weigh in a little bit about what are those kinds of investments that we think do lead to jobs, and I think we'll have that chance when you come back before us.
The neighborhood economic development strategy really put that issue through the appropriate rigor. And although it is different for the context is different for for these MPI districts, each of them slightly different. It's not simply based on experience. It's not simply based on perception. We did put that very issue as front and center as part of the neighborhood economic development strategy. And so we have performance measures based on that, and we'll be happy to go through that again.
Commissioner, I was given the numbers on your first question, so I can respond now. So it's roughly around 20-25% of the dollars are going to which you'd call admin, but it's most of that, about $2 million of that is really the staff, the on the ground, the staff that PDC will have to provide technical assistance And then there's about 800,000 that would go toward what we would typically associate as overhead, the overhead of the organization. And 8.7 of the 12.1 million would be going directly to the district. So that's the breakdown.
And that's been obviously discussed by all the partners. Yeah. And is it fair to say that's something of a cap? There's a hard cap on that?
Well, I think we have different. We have somewhat of a hard cap in the IGA around the revenue sharing. We haven't put a hard cap because we don't really know how it's going to play out. But our goal is to get as much out to the districts as possible, and those are the numbers that the districts are going to use to plan. You know, they're what they're going to do. So we're going to create expectations about how much money they're going to get. It is. I mean, truly. I just want to say I appreciate and I share the desire to make sure the administrative costs are as low as possible when we get the dollars at the door. We are learning a new way of doing business. We are, you know, in terms of how do we get the dollars out the door without being heavily involved. That's kind of a new model for us because we basically run programs and projects so our work has been staff intensive in the past. So it's somewhat of a new model for us to do business.
Thank you very much.
Any other discussion? Anything any of you want to add?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Can we have Heather Hull, Ray Espana, Carolyn Mistel? They're from Venture Portland, Coalition of Communities of Color, and Coley Boulevard MPI and 42nd Avenue MPI. Welcome back. Glad you're here. Ms. Hull, would you like to begin?
Sure. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. Again, my name is Heather Hale. I'm the Executive Director of Venture Portland. Approximately 50 unique neighborhood business districts thrive in Portland, and since 1986, Venture Portland has supported these critical commercial corridors with training, technical assistance, and grant funding. In fact, over the last 15 years, we've invested $1 million in grant funds to business districts that have leveraged an additional $3 million in private investment. And in 2011 alone, we provided 1,300 hours of training and technical assistance to business district leaders from emerging and established districts. Portland's neighborhood business districts represent a majority of the city's businesses. They also employ Portlanders, making up about half of the city's jobs. Unfortunately, many of these districts have lacked the investment, infrastructure, and incentive to build their local economy and increase their economic competitiveness. PDC's commitment to meeting these districts where they are and helping them grow and succeed through the long-term investment of an urban renewal program is incredibly exciting. As you well know, healthy, connected neighborhood business districts create a healthy economy for Portland. The reality of today's economic environment requires creativity and a commitment to work together from business owners, residents, and community and government partners. Venture Portland has been a proud partner with PDC through the formation of both the NED strategy and the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative, and looks forward to continuing our work. Together, we're able to provide an outstanding continuum of services to the city's diverse business districts. In particular, I want to recognize Patrick, Kimberly, and John's leadership, and Kate, Dana, and Justin for their outstanding implementation of this program. It has been a privilege to work with them. The six designated areas have already seen significant growth since the announcement of the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative. In fact, the four areas that had an existing business association, 42nd Avenue, 82nd Avenue, Midway, and Park Rose, all saw significant growth last year, an overall 29% increase in membership and a 38% increase in revenue, due in large part to the excitement and energy created by NPI. I'm confident that more good things lie ahead for all of these districts. Again, thank you for your support of Neighborhood Economic Development Strategies and the exciting Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative. I strongly encourage you to adopt these urban renewal programs.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. My name is Carolyn Mistel. I own a business on 42nd Avenue called Delfina's Bakery, and I'm here to speak to the 42nd Avenue NPI. I am committed to not only building my business, but also building a stronger, healthier community around my business. First, I want to thank you, the city Council, the City, PDC, Venture Portland, for all the support they've given to 42nd Avenue over the past few years. They've provided originally a couple of grants. PDC provided grants for matching storefront funds for my business to improve the face of my building, and it pushed me to spend precious money of my own during a time when I was struggling just to keep my doors open and pay my basic bills, to put money into some storefront improvements. I turned my building from a gunmetal gray prison box into a beautiful storefront on 42nd Avenue, and it's thriving now, and I appreciate what you've done to help me. We have been working on organizing 42nd Avenue for a number of years. We have an active business association. Thank you for providing funds to our association for enabling us to do things like design and implement banners on the street that help to identify this district for the community, for the businesses around it, and for the people that drive through our district. We could not have done this without your help. We have worked as a community effort to address the future of the Whitaker Adams site. A great deal of work went into putting together the 42nd Avenue Target Area Study and the Cully Concordia Assessment and Action Plan. We were privileged to go through the Main Street application process last year. As a result of this collaborative process, a new momentum was created that is bringing people in this district together to rebuild community. We already know a lot about ourselves. We know that 42nd Avenue is the nearest commercial area to a very ethnically, racially, linguistically, and economically diverse population. And even though we are a small business district with only a third the number of businesses that our neighboring districts have, we are surrounded by three residential neighborhoods who would benefit by a revitalization of the area, by creation of new jobs, by filling vacant business spaces, and by providing goods and services, the vast majority of which the residents now have to travel outside our district for. The NPI is a chance for us to match the development of our district with the needs of our people. The beauty that I see in this initiative is that it provides opportunity for community-driven solutions to issues identified by and within the community itself. And by working for change in this way, we can minimize the risk of gentrification and displacement. Thank you for seeing that this critical component of listening to the people in a community is key to the success of this initiative.
Oh, are you done?
I have just a little bit. If Portland wants to be a city of complete, prosperous, educated, healthy, and equitable communities, then socioeconomically diverse areas like 42nd Avenue and the other NPI districts are important to the achievement of this goal. You cannot build this city on these building blocks without 42nd Avenue. We are the only business area serving a large number of people living in the surrounding neighborhoods. If we are going to thrive, we are going to need your help. We can't do it without you, and I promise you, with time, we will work very hard to make your generous investment pay off. And in comparison to that, the potential return you will get back from the community should be a prosperous, educated, healthy, and equitable people. Thank you for listening.
Ms. Mistrell, it is so nice to hear the mission, the proposed mission of the city, the forward mission of the Portland Plan, and the proposed mission statement for the city come back to us. So thank you very much. Oh. And very smart. So I'm going to put very smart. Great.
Yes. Mayor Adams, commissioners, it's always a blessing to be with you. I, too, am lending my support and voice to the proposed actions. I want to acknowledge Mayor Adams' leadership, Chair Kogan's leadership, the PDC Commission Chair Andrews, Commissioner Dixon. Leadership has been very important in promoting what I believe is a first innovative and very community-based approach to really doing redevelopment or revitalization efforts. The work that I've been doing specifically has been in the Cully Boulevard area specifically. I've worked with Carolyn and Mr. Granger in the 42nd Street. You know, as you know, one of my other hats I wear is on behalf of NEA, I do the community development work. But it's very important that I want to acknowledge the initiative that this proposes around equity and ensuring access to resources and access to build communities, which I think is critical in these days and times. I have personally participated in the leadership group currently, as well as the group that advised PDC staff in terms of promoting the economic development strategy and bringing that forward. The initiative that you're hearing today about creating the micro urban renewal areas is very innovative and provides us some access to some resources to do critical community building activities. Launching the initiative, at least in the Cully neighborhood, and I think I speak in support of the others, has afforded the community to come together and begin to build very strong alliances of businesses, residents, nonprofit organizations to begin to build and be self-determinant, to be very much focused on addressing the priorities of our respective communities. I can speak directly to the Cully experience as much as that we are currently very much actively engaged in the what I would call the capacity building question. The capacity building initiative requires not just critical thinking in terms of how we should organize ourselves, but it also implies really connecting and bringing the community along with us. And so we're taking our time to be sure that all voices are heard in our community. With that, I will just close by saying that I want to acknowledge Director Quinton's, Ms. Branham, Mr. Jackley, Dana, all the staff that have worked directly with us. I represent those that are very appreciative of the opportunity to serve and to commit resources. We are very actively involved in the implementation phase, and I want to assure Commissioner Fish that at least in the Cully as well as others, we're looking at this very broadly. The commercial district is at a very important core where we want to be sure that our businesses are responsive to our residents, that we create local ways people can become employed. I think we're very active in kind of the microenterprise and small business development aspect of this. But as well, we want to ensure healthy communities that have services, 20-minute kind of neighborhoods, appropriate housing for all to stay and not be displaced. I think our vision is one of a nurturing, thriving neighborhood, and I think I stand in support of the work today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all very much. Can our last panelists are Joe Rossi, Jerome Funches, Lori Boyson, and Nancy Chapin. They're from respectively Park Rose, Rosewood, Division Midway, 82nd Avenue, and Division. Welcome back. Welcome.
Good morning, Mayor and City Councilors. Thanks for the opportunity. I just want to say I represent the Park Rose spokesperson for the Park Rose Prosperity Initiative. We're really excited about the opportunity that we've been given. We have a really good group of vision people that have assembled quite a few meetings. We're a historic business district, which has fallen into decay and some vacancies. And so this is a real strategic investment by our city. And I think it's very smart market approach to do this, targeting a small area in a way that involves our citizens. One of the biggest comments I've had is that how much is government involved and want to participate? But it's very nice to tell our citizens that the ideas from our community are what's going to drive this. And I think that's been one of the biggest assets moving forward. So we're excited about the opportunity, and so we're engaged with a lot of people. And I just want to say we've already kind of started the process of revitalizing Park Rose. We're now the host community of the Portland Immigrant Statue, which celebrates the diversity of our city. All of our ancestors were immigrants at one time, and we have a lot of immigrant populations in our city now. Especially Park Rose has got a great, big, huge representation. And all of our immigrants coming forward should be recognized because they've really made a good contribution. So that being said, I just want to make this short. We've had a lot of meetings, a lot of participation, and we're ready to move forward. These hurdles that we have to achieve are pretty high, but you've given us something to unite our citizens around a common theme. And also PDC, I have to say, has been real, real supportive. Everybody's been great, especially Dana and Justin have been really engaged in our meetings and helped mentor us through the process. So I just want to say thanks a lot.
Well, my name is Jerome Fuentes. I'm with Rosewood Community. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you to the mayor and the commissioners and every support staff. With the City of Portland's approval and support, creating the urban renewal area in the Rosewood neighborhood with the epicenter at Southeast 162nd and Stark will provide a catalyst that can be used to improve current conditions that are degrading the social fabric of our community. The creation of the Rosewood URA would not only provide tools for retaining the existing businesses within our neighborhood, but it would also give us significant tools for attracting new businesses to expand the number of goods and services offered in our community. It would also provide a means to jumpstart job creation and encourage commercial development of areas within our community that are deteriorating and underutilized. The creation of the Rosewood URA would be an opportunity to link local businesses and partnerships with those in the community who desire to create change. This partnership would not only manifest NPI community-driven projects that will improve the storefronts, street infrastructures within our neighborhood, but it would also facilitate the process of building community capacity that can and will be used to solve other problems within our neighborhood. This capacity will also provide a newfound sense of community identity, which will be reflected in the URA as a sense of place and purpose that will be helpful in attracting new businesses and new customers and residents alike. With the city's approval, the formation of the Rosewood URA would be another step in the Rosewood community's effort to establish itself on the map as a neighborhood that is on the rise and working towards positive changes. It would enhance our ability to create a place that has a commercial and a social destination out of a neighborhood that was once considered a no man's land or, at worst, to be forgotten. The Rosewood URA will illustrate that the way to overcome economic deterioration is by pulling together partnerships that share community vision and assets. It also will illustrate that the formation of urban renewal areas along with community-driven projects are an essential part of renewing business districts. It will reflect that it's not enough for a community to desire change, but it's also necessary to engage in the process of actively building a community's capacity to bond public and private sectors into working partnerships. These working partnerships that share visions and goals are a means to create and maintain a thriving and prosperous community. I just again want to say thank you for the commissioners and the time to speak before you today. Rosewood again has really been working on getting lighting and facing some of our safety issues to improve our business districts. And I just would hope that you, again, support the NPI initiative and the efforts of all the people here today within the community that are trying to push forward growth and prosperity in the city of Portland.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yay, Rosewood. Ms. Chapin.
Good morning, Mayor Adams and members of the council. Nancy Chapin, representing the 82nd Avenue of Roses Business Association for Dan Cogan and others who couldn't be here. I just want to say I concur with the stories that the other folks have presented here today and appreciate all the thank yous. And I'm here today to support the 82nd and Division Jade District NPI Urban Renewal Plan.
Is that a new name?
Jade. That is a new name.
Jade District. Jade. That's great.
The association is pleased to have this primarily multicultural and Asian Pacific area identified within the 82nd Avenue Business District. We believe it can grow and thrive with the care and nurturing offered through the assistance and resources of the NPI Urban Renewal Plan. We're looking forward to communication, identification, the business and economic growth that can come from the Jade District's existence and will undoubtedly go beyond its boundaries on 82nd. In fact, the last 5 years, the businesses in the Jade District community have assisted with the parade every year, and we are looking forward to another successful community and music-filled 6th annual parade with the dragon dancers and other ethnic and multicultural entertainment for you. So we hope that you'll all be on 82nd Avenue on April 28th, 10 a.m. for the parade. We encourage your support of this project.
Thank you. The Jade District, that's fantastic. Ms. Boyson?
Thank you, Mayor Adams, Council. My name is Lori Boyson. I'm the Secretary of the Midway Business Association and a dedicated Division Midway NPI volunteer. We are proud of the many local, family, and minority-owned businesses in our area who continue to struggle through this recession. However, the recent loss of Albertsons and subsequent vacancies has been devastating to our community. This large hole in our commercial corridor has created a sense of desperation for the community whose needs are no longer being met. When the City Council and County announced the MPIs in November 2011, our group recognized the opportunity to improve our business district and the surrounding community. Midway members joined with representatives from the neighborhood associations, David Douglas School District, Human Solutions, and other nonprofit agencies to form our steering committee. Since then, our scrappy group of individuals facilitated 14 public meetings attended by approximately 100 people, translated information into Spanish, Vietnamese, Russian, and Somali, and distributed materials to more than 2,000 residents and businesses who are uniting around this vision. The vision is, in the year 2025, the Division Midway Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative District Business District is a center of community life for Southeast Portland, with neighborhood shopping, community gathering places, and thriving businesses. Two large quality grocers anchor both ends of the district, family-centered restaurants and shops, affordable locally owned stores, and a wide range of international businesses add a unique flair. Businesses offer a fresh and friendly look with unified signage, warm lighting, open doors, and store windows that sparkle, welcoming neighbors and visitors alike. Southeast Division Street is safe and easy to get around on foot, bike, or car, with crosswalks, trees, and lighting that invites people to slow down, enjoy the street life, and shop the fine variety of goods and services that are so easily accessible to all. Division Midway NPI is a lively, multicultural district where neighbors and businesses take pride in a spirit of community and caring. We appreciate the recent funding commitments for sidewalks along Southeast Division, but we believe a lot more work needs to be done. The community members in the Division Midway NPI are up for this task. We strongly urge City Council to adopt the new urban renewal areas into its annual budget. Thank you for supporting the Division Midway Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative.
Thank you. Thank you all. Appreciate it very much. So, folks, I have gone way over the allotted. You're welcome to return your seats. I've gone way over the allotted time for this particular council action. We have five people signed up. You're welcome to pursue that testimony. I'd ask that you be very quick. If you feel like your comment has already been captured in someone who's testified prior to you, foregoing the opportunity to testify is also welcome, but you've signed up and you have the opportunity to testify.
Those who signed up were Dan Johnson, Daniel LeGrand, Clarence Larkins, and Valerie Salazar.
Welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Please begin.
Hello, Mayor Adams. Good to see you again, commissioners. My name is Dan Johnson. I'm the current president of the Beaumont Business Association up in Northeast Portland, which is, of course, from 42nd up to 52nd Avenue. I also am the managing partner at Pride Financial Partners, who recently opened our second location on Fremont Street. The reason we did that is we believe in the local connectivity of businesses connecting with community. This initiative is very, very important because it's going to enable communities to self-fund themselves and to support efforts that actually allow them to flourish. So I do support the effort. I would only make one comment, though. I know it's called the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative, It's a 10-year program. I hope somewhere in the conversation we're going to talk about sustainability. Most governments or most boards are actually in place for about 2 years. That means you're going to go through 5 different presidents during this period of time. And that's a lot of transition. I know you've addressed it, but I just want to make that point clear. Oh, however, we'll take the money. The business communities need your support. So please don't hesitate to give us the cash.
By the way, congratulations on the new Grand Central Bakery.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a wonderful asset to the community. There's some amazing development happening all over the city. One last point that I want to make, too, is we are a city of communities, and you have to recognize communities. That's the most important thing that drives this city to be the city that it is.
Thank you, sir. Hi, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. My name is Dan LeGrand. I'm a board member of the Beaumont Business Association, and I just want to echo Dan's comments and just thank the council for making the commitment to providing some resources to the east side. We all admire and support our wonderful downtown Portland, but we also acknowledge that a major portion of the city lives on the east side. A major portion of our small businesses are on the east side, and so thank you for recognizing that and providing some support to our east side neighborhoods and businesses. And as Dan said, the Beaumont Business District shares boundaries with 42nd and Cully. But we look at ourselves as collaborators and work together, and so we support both of those initiatives as well as the others. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great business district.
Good morning. Hi, Clarence. How you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I appreciate the opportunity to get to speak this morning. When I walked in here this morning, I saw a lot of familiar faces. First was Mr. Jackson, who was a police officer in Arches, Portland for a long time. I saw him. I don't see him around right now, but it's one of the first faces I saw. He patrolled our streets in Arches, Portland for a lot of years, probably 25, 30 years. I've been known his family pretty much all my life. And when I came in, he said, "What are you guys doing here today?" So I said, "Well, we're talking about urban renewal for 42nd Avenue. He said, "Oh, wow, you guys don't want that, do you?" But for being from Northeast Portland, I understood where he was coming from.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm gonna tell you.
He's
I'm
still on probation.
I'm gonna tell you why he said it though. Because growing up in Northeast Portland, there's been a change in our community, and like I said, we all grew up there. We knew each other's families, but now our community has changed because of a lot of the urban renewal. I think Carolyn brought it up. She brought up gentrification. Not by community. So we don't have the community that we had before because of all the work that's been done over in Northeast Portland. Most of our families have been moved over to Gresham area and to Vancouver and to other sides of town. So I'm in favor of this MPI because it brings a lot of different things to the table. One thing, it helps with jobs because I think that's what it's going to take for people to stay in the community, to be able to afford to stay in the community. It's going to take jobs. And as far as the MPIs, Mr. Adams, I'm president of the 42nd Avenue Business Association, and Sam Adams has come to our meetings. This was about 10 years ago.
And I was young then.
Yeah, you weren't even married yet.
Right.
But anyway, used to come to our meetings, and we used to talk about the vacant property on Northeast 42nd Avenue and some of the stuff that could be done. So I'm really happy that he's hung around long enough to actually see something getting done on 42nd. I mean, so I appreciate your
thanks for your patience.
Yeah.
Only took a decade.
Yeah, but we appreciate it. And and hopefully we can get something done this time, and it won't be just conversation. And another thing that I wear two hats. I'm president of the 42nd Avenue Business Association. I'm also president of Straight Path Inc. And what Straight Path Inc. is a second chance program. We're putting people to work and focusing on family and jobs for the people that live in Northeast Portland and people that used to live in Northeast Portland would like to get back to Northeast Portland. And what it's going to take, it's going to take jobs. So I have a nonprofit program that we focus on families and employment. And I saw another familiar face in here this morning. It's John Jackley from PDC. And he and I worked a lot with construction companies with putting people to work, people with criminal records, people trying to change their life around and getting jobs. And I was working with John Jackley, and I used to call him and said, look at different job sites And I said, Mr. Jack, I'm looking at these job sites, man, and I don't see none of our people on these jobs. It's on MLK and all through our neighborhood, but I don't see any minorities on the job. And Mr. Jack used to, he's to straighten it out, but in short order. So I'm just happy for this opportunity to get this work done with MPI and hope you guys approve it.
Thank you, Clarence. Appreciate it. Hi.
Good morning. I want to apologize for my appearance. I had to work late last night. So I'm here. My name is Valerie Salazar. I'm with repping Rosewood Initiative. I did their outreach for human trafficking, gangs, youth, things like that. I'm also here repping the neighborhood, all the people of the Rosewood Initiative area. We need help. And I've lived in the area, also worked in the area for the past year. So I'm establishing my roots. And as my career has sped forward and my success has happened, I had a choice to move out of the area. And I chose not to. So I'm like right in the heart of it. And these people that live in the area are worth investing in. They're worthy of investment. They're worthy of partnership and help. They're just as capable as anyone else. It's not a wasteland. And the area, as any city or any community, it needs to establish roots and it needs stability. And I've sat with PDC and, you know, in the MPI project, and I know that the investment will help greatly. And we continue to work together as a community, and we're all people, and we're all, you know, and there's a lot of community members, even though there's unfortunate things that happen in the area, more higher than other areas, I will say that it is a community, and the people, they strive for better, you know, better jobs and better homes, and sometimes we just have to change our mindset. So when we have investors that encourage us to change our mindsets, you know, and move forward. So
thank you. Thanks for all the work you do. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And our last,
Kyle Curtis.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor and city councilors, city commissioners. I'd like to take a few words to speak in support of the NPI in general, but Rosewood in particular. I am currently at the Oliver Sun School, so I was pleased to hear the testimony in support of the Sun program earlier. Oliver is in the Centennial District, so I was really glad to see the testimony from the superintendent earlier today. I am touched by three of the proposed NPIs. Besides Oliver, which is right next to the Rosewood, the catchment for the Oliver Elementary School extends to the Midway Association, and I live in the Montevilla neighborhood, so I would be impacted by the 82nd Division, which I guess is the new Jade District, so I'm excited to hear that development today. But about Rosewood, I'm doing my duties at Oliver Sun School are community engagement, and I was very pleased. I've been doing this since January to find the Rosewood Initiative right next to the Sun School, which allows me to help serve the Oliver community. I describe it as ground zero for community development in the area. It's right on the borderline between Portland and Gresham. And it's doing a lot of work that has been kind of ignored or neglected over the past few years. What I find most appealing through the NPI process is the ability to create local jobs. There was a stat that I had just read last night that 2/3 of the jobs in Portland are from small local businesses. And if you drive along this stretch, this proposed NPI stretch in Rosewood on Stark from 148th to 162nd, I would imagine that the percentage of jobs by small local businesses are higher than 2/3. Pretty much you don't see any kind of national large business or corporation minus the occasional 7-Eleven or Subway. So it's very much a small local business district that could be developed here. These areas, all six of the NPIs, are areas that have been disinvested for far too long, and it is now time for reinvestment. As was discussed earlier, there are grocery stores that have been closed down in these areas. And perhaps another fantastic, appealing portion of the NPI process is that this opens a new chapter for the PDC. They haven't really taken actions like this in the past, and the fact that they are doing so is great and should be worth the City Council support. Earlier, when we were discussing the SUN program, we were discussing potential budget cuts. If these investments are made in the NPI, that could lead to increased revenues for the City Council as well as for the local school districts, which would perhaps make such discussions for budget cuts unnecessary. Finally, as my time is up, I'd like to end by saying these investments are wise, they're prudent, and as you say, Mayor Adams, they provide muscle to the city's commitment towards equity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So these are non-emergency, which means we actually vote on them next week, but are there any comments? You probably won't all come back next week, which is fine, but are there any comments anyone would like to make before we move on in our agenda and take a brief recess?
Well, sure, I'll start. This is a fantastic idea. I want to thank, it's hard to believe somebody didn't think of this a long time ago. So kudos to Mayor Adams and the PDC for really sort of embracing the common phraseology that you hear and every candidate out there running for this office talks about embracing neighborhoods, embracing small businesses. This is really the most tangible putting that phraseology to work that I've encountered in my career here on City Council. So this is, I have high hopes for this. I think it's going to provide, it's not a lot of money, but it provides, money to do important things in neighborhoods, neighborhood business districts. So I really want to thank Mayor Adams, Commissioner Dixon from the PDC, and all the other members of PDC who have made this work, and you. All of you who are going to roll up your sleeves and make decisions and also raise some local matching funds, too. But I have great hopes for something as simple as investing in neighborhood business districts. As I said, it's amazing. Nobody thought of this a long time ago. So, again, kudos to everybody.
Thank you.
So I thank you for coming down today. It's not that far from any part of Portland to get to downtown. Similarly, it's not that far from downtown to get to any part of Portland. And so I appreciate your time in coming on a business day and the work that you've done over the last 6 months. It's been extremely intensive, and what a great outcome. So thank you for taking the final step of coming down to show your support, whether you spoke or not. I've been partnering with East Portland Neighborhoods for 20 years, and I'm really happy to see this work being done. I do need to state that I am a member of several of the business associations that are represented
conflict
here.
Conflict of interest.
Not conflict a conflict of interest because I don't own a business or have any kind of financial investment.
I hope not. That would actually be a charter violation.
It indeed would. So that's why I thought I'd state it in case anybody was wondering. I am a member of those districts because the participants asked me to become a member. And so I said yes because I appreciate the work that the small business districts do in our city of Portland. Nancy, I will be at the parade on April 28th. It's my birthday, so I hope everybody will be very nice to me. And I have been, again, for the last 5 years, I think, been at the parade. And it's these community events that are sponsored by the business districts are really important in attracting attention, in having people come to visit just for a morning or for a day to the street fairs, to the East Portland Expo, to the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. There's so many wonderful things happening in our communities, and they happen a lot because of the business districts and because the local businesses invest in providing the support. And Venture Portland helps with the organizing, and Nancy Chapin has also done so over many, many years. This is part of what is great about Portland. I noted down with the last speaker who said, these investments are wise, they're prudent, and they provide muscle to the equity work. That's exactly what we're doing here, and we are investing in the community, and the community is investing in yourselves, that you are going to be doing the decision-making. You are providing the coordination and the volunteer work, and indeed business investments. So again, thank you to Mayor Adams for making this a reality and for his leadership on this. It's not been just talk about getting sidewalks on Division and getting sidewalks on 122nd. We've actually done that even in these tough times. And this is a great experiment moving forward. I hope it will expand to other areas when you're successful.
Mayor Adams, if I might just, also I'd like to add my voice of congratulations to PDC, to the communities that have come to the table to craft this unique proposal, to Mayor Adams and his team, and to my colleagues. I've either been a candidate or an elected official over the past 10 years, and I remember 10 years ago, Randy and I actually remember, that a frequent thing that we heard out in the community was, what is City Hall doing for small business, and is City Hall listening to the concerns of neighborhoods? And Nancy's nodding her head because it was a recurring theme. 10 years later, through some very intentional actions, and I think many of them led by this mayor, we have things like action plans in parts of the city that have been left behind previously, where we have intentional planning, like East Portland Action Plan, Cully Concordia Plan, it could go on and on. We have a Small Business Advisory Council that gives us regular feedback on how to do a better job. We've gone through some really hard work on permit reform and consolidation because we keep hearing from small businesses and big businesses that certainty in permitting goes a long way. We've initiated things like mapping to see where our money's being spent so we can have an honest conversation with people about priorities and how we're investing. Now we're creating neighborhood-based economic urban renewal districts, but that's just a sample. And all of that is because the folks in this room and the people who are listening were telling us that we didn't have it right. And these are responses to what we have heard as elected officials. But I think a lot of the heavy lifting has been done because Mayor Adams said neighborhood economic prosperity is one of his priorities. And if you don't believe that, I would urge you to read the Portland Plan because it is right there at the center of that. So I want to thank Sam, I want to thank PDC, and I especially want to thank the folks who have been making the loudest noise that we needed to do more, because I think we're making progress. Thank you.
Well, folks have been very generous in their praise for me. You should know that this city council has invested more in small businesses than any other city council that I've observed or while I've worked in this building, and I've worked here for a long time. So this is very much Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Saltzman and Fritz did a nice summary. We have a lot more work to do, but we really have put forward the metrics, the policies, and the resources. And so don't forget that. These folks up here have been fantastic on these issues. I love the fact that we were able to move forward on these specific six. These are great, wonderful parts of Portland that Portland doesn't know enough about. And so I'm excited to provide you with the kind of public-private partnership resources to help you help yourselves. I remember I worked for a day at Judith's Classique Floors, which is located at 14127 Southeast Stark, an excellent flooring company. I personed the phones and I stacked some carpet. I drove business away like you wouldn't imagine with my lack of knowledge of what's going on. And then I also worked at the Burgerville, the best Burgerville in Portland at 8218 Northeast Gleason, 82nd and Gleason, and worked the drive-through again, creating dozens of unsatisfied customers. But it was a drive-through, so they were down the street, you know? So in all seriousness, I'm really pleased to have been part of this team effort. I want to thank in my office Peter Pariseau, Adam Ansari, Rehana, Ansari as well. We've heard and deserve recognition again, the great PDC Commission, Patrick Quinton, Kimberly Branham, Justin Douglas as well, Kate Dean, Morgan Masterson, Dana DeKline, great staff at PDC. So thank you all, and this will be voted on next week. I think we have the support on council, so give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you. We'll just do a quick 4-minute break, so if you're not here for any other council items, you're welcome to leave.